fact, there are a couple of things which I would like to highlight here. That's a relevant question. First of all, I think the strength that Brazil has is a very large graduate pool for IT in general. It's, you know, as we all know, it's an economy. It's one of the world's fastest growing economy. The BRIC group of countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and in general has a very large population of graduates from the engineering and IT disciplines, which ensures that the pool which is available for set up and expand their IT operations is very large. Just to kind of give some more numbers around there. So the typical annual graduate pool for IT operations in locations like Sao Paulo is around 15 to 20,000 graduates every year, compared to, say, Monterey or even Santiago, which are close to 5 to 6,000. When I'm talking about this number, this doesn't represent the overall graduates, but like the graduates which have the relevant education to work in an offshore or nearshore service delivery environment. So clearly tells that the graduate pool is very large and willing to work in this kind of an environment. The second thing, which is I think also seems to be working a lot with Brazil, is that I think besides India and to some extent to a few locations in Eastern European countries, it's perhaps the only location which has a great depth of, or rather the whole breadth of domain skills in IT, whether it's application, infrastructure, within applications you can do. You can do C++, Java, different skill sets are available. In infrastructure, you can do mainframe, you can do healthcare, you can do multiple data management and so on. Various locations across the world have this breadth of IT skills which is available. And Brazil is one of them, and that's the reason why it is so attractive to leading service providers and buyers alike.